8:27 on this Monday morning. A little foggy out there, but beautiful day on the way. Man, we'll touch on the forecast here in just a bit. Chris Walls, Janet Larson with you, Fremont's Morning Mix. And our guest this morning, I can't believe he's never been on the radio. Brad Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've never been on the radio. I tried one time, and that's another story.
Oh, I was never on the radio either, and they were like, do you want a job?
Nobody offered, though. I would be here in a heartbeat.
You could be a backup.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, Brad has been a DJ in the area for, you said you started in October of?
It's been 43 years.
Oh my gosh.
43 years.
Wow. Did you keep track, like how many weddings, how many different, anything like that? How many you've done?
I wish I would have. I never wrote it down, but it's in the thousands. Weddings are in the thousands.
Oh, for sure.
In the last 3 years, I decided that weddings got too stressful and you had to be spot on. Where I can still play a party or a bar or entertain, and I still have it.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't have to think so much.
Yeah, you paid your dues.
Yep.
And it's changed a little bit from when you first started, equipment-wise, and CDs, cassettes.
Oh, yes.
All that, right?
We used to carry in orange crates full of records, albums.
Oh, my gosh.
450 albums, and then we'd stack them up. Well, then we decided we're going to quit buying albums because it got so expensive. We'd carry in crates of 45 records. So then it went to cassette, then CD, and now I've got 5,000 or 6,000 songs in my phone.
I know.
So you just play out of your phone.
Yeah, when we were golfing this summer, he was freaking out because he thought you lost it, didn't
yes.
you? Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that was... That was the heart and soul of everything. That phone.
It is for a lot of people, but for you, for sure.
Oh, there's definitely an art to being the DJ for a wedding or any kind of an event. You really have to kind of dig in with the couple or the people who are having the party, don't you?
You really need to read the crowd. You need to see how old they are and how many of what age. And then I like to dabble when they're eating, playing songs that I can see them tapping their toes, bobbing their head.
Oh, yeah.
Singing
oh, yeah.
along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
King of the Road. You know, get them to going.
Yeah.
And then once I got them going, it's like fishing. You've already got the bait. You just keep throwing it at them.
I'll tell you what, though. It can make or break a wedding, for sure. If you don't have a good DJ or band or whatever, boy, it just can really sink a wedding.
I've always started out by looking at the age of the crowd, and then you go... That type of the music, newer.
Mm. Yeah.
So the younger kids are always like, I want this, I want this. I said, hang on, we'll get to you.
Yeah.
And then the volume keeps going up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then when you get to them, it's their music, and you just give them everything you got.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. So coming up this weekend.
This Friday night
is going to be last Nebraska performance for a while.
Forever. Well.
Oh, really?
Don't say forever.
You never know. Because somebody told me the other day, they said, it's not forever. You can rent this stuff.
Right.
You just rent your equipment and come back and do it. We're moving to Florida. And Friday night is the last one in Nebraska for quite a while. And it's at Wiz's.
Yep.
From 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. We're going to have games and prizes and giveaways and great music to dance to. And
that'll be a lot of fun. It will be.
I can't believe you came into my life and now you're,
I know,
leaving.
I know.
You're talking about Friday.
Well, maybe I will. We have a football game. I have to do the concessions for my daughter's band, but then maybe I'll.
It's a come and go. You stop in and say hi and say bye. And
maybe I should go before I do concessions because,
customer service might leave then.
That's true.
Once I get the bait and get your hook,
That's right. I better go after.
Oh. So what's your favorite thing to do? Which kind of a dance? A wedding or would you rather just do a party?
You know, I really enjoy parties, but I like watching the flow of a wedding because I pride myself in, look, there's only 10 people sitting down. You have 400 people at that wedding and that dance floor just moving. Mm-hmm. And then there was always 8 to 10 songs in my mind that I wanted to get. I couldn't wait to get the next one on.
Oh,
then
you
watch people kind of move off the dance floor, and I switch immediately to a slow song. And they're like, oh, we can't leave now. You know,
right.
You got them back.
Right. You got to dance
for sure. For sure. So do you have a favorite song, I guess, would be one of my questions. I was thinking about this last night.
That's a tough question.
Got to find out what the Brad Scott favorite song is?
They keep changing, you know, every time new music comes out. But I love I Was on a Boat That Day. I like Jimmy Buffett style music. Mm-hmm. I like the palm tree, the beach theme.
Yeah.
So I lean more toward that for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
What okay. What would you say if you had to say like the most popular wedding song, like couples dance kind of song?
Couples dance
that you just like kind of got sick of.
Oh, I never got sick of the slow ones. That always brought them back.
Oh, yes. That's true.
I got sick of Moni Moni, Taking Care of Business.
Oh, yeah.
YMCA, maybe.
Oh, Macarena was the worst.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And those got worn out. But slow songs never do. You don't play that's them true. As often. It's mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran comes in and he has a brand new one that every bride wants to dance to. That mm-hmm. lasts for a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then a new one comes in and then.
And I think, too, gone are the days of dances. I remember when I grew up, my parents went out every Saturday night to a dance. And now, really, when you go to a wedding is one of the only opportunities I get to dance with my kids. And I remember dancing with my mom and dad. And so it's really a fun thing to do. And it's an exciting event to be able to dance to something.
Most of the weddings that we've done, you have to play a song that's worn out mm-hmm. or they don't dance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Old time rock and roll.
Oh, yeah.
The minute that piano hits, the dance floor is just getting crowded.
Right.
So you've got to play stuff they've heard, and they'll always dance to it.
Yeah, and then you pepper in other stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just gradually keep moving forward to newer stuff.
So you're going to keep doing this, though, right?
Yeah. I was with you golfing.
Yeah.
And I got a text from Florida. They booked me for their Christmas dance and don't even know me yet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, your reputation.
Once I get my foot in the
alone.
Door there, then it's just the bait again. I've got
oh, yeah.
To
yeah. It'll be good.
That's awesome.
That is. That's going to be a good trip. So, again, Friday, what
yes.
time does it start?
We start at 5 p.m. to pick up anybody that's working. Come out after you're done working at 5. Have a drink or two. We'll play some trivia during that time.
Nice.
And give away little gifts during the trivia. And it goes till 1 p.m. when they close.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a good time. Good
I'm going to have to make it. If I can make it through the concession time, it's just exhausting.
Well.
A lot of hot dogs and nachos
yeah, it
go
is.
Out. So,
yeah.
But I'm going to try and
I
make
hope so.
It.
We have a large surfboard that
oh,
we just
fun.
Bought. And my wife bought pens, fine
oh,
tip pens.
Oh, yeah, you told me,
she
yeah.
wants everybody to sign the surfboard so we can put it up down there.
Yeah,
oh,
what a
all
great
of our
idea.
Friends' names on the surfboard.
Oh, what a great
one
idea.
One of the other reasons I like this guy is because he has kind of a schedule like me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I work overnight, and
he
I'm
works
up today.
Overnight, and he's doing these dances on the weekend.
And he's
so.
Smiling, and he's
oh, yeah.
excited. And
well,
you
catch 2 hours sleep here and 2 hours sleep there.
Exactly.
You're fine.
You two are cray-cray.
I agree.
I need a full eight.
Oh, those feel good.
You don't want to be around me if I don't have that. Ask my husband.
Well, Brad, we wish you well on your future endeavors, but we're going to definitely miss you.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I know it's going to get emotional Friday, too.
Yeah. It will be tough.
It will be, yeah.
I'm sure I'll have an apple in my throat the size
of
Oh,
for
know,
sure. For sure.
It'll be tough.
Yeah, for sure.
That'll
well, thank
fun.
You for
thank
stopping
you.
In. And anytime you're back from Florida, you know, we need a fill in.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
That
I would
be
have a
blast.
Blast.
Yes.
I really would.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he has the gift of gab for sure.
The gift of gab.
Yep, I do.
It's a good thing.
It is.
We'll have to get the show sponsored by Busch Light or something, though, I think. That would probably work better, wouldn't it?
Busch Light.
We could. We
the
could
morning
ask
show?
For, you bet. You bet.
The morning show brought to you
Good
by
morning.
Busch Light.
Exactly, yes.
Try some on your cereal.
Definitely, yeah. Thank you for coming in.
I really appreciate
it.
I had fun today, and I'm glad you guys asked me to come in. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Well, thank
and,
you.
And we'll have fun Friday, that's for sure.
I plan on it.
WIS is starting at 5 until they close, and you get to say a little adios and have some fun dancing and having fun with all your friends.
Yep.
Definitely, through all the years.
Please stop out.
Yep.
Yeah. Sign
Definitely.
The surfboard.
Yeah, right. Sign the surfboard.
Yeah. 8:37, we continue on. See, we're going to talk Main Street Fremont Hispanic Festival coming up. And we've got Fremont Area United Way we're going to talk to,
yeah.
too. So lots to come up yet here on the morning show.